I'm after doing something stupid. Some say, fair play to you. Some ask me, am I mad? I'll let you decide. You're in the pub, surrounded by good friends. The crack is just mighty and you're having a great night. But then that little voice inside your head makes you say something stupid. I wouldn't mind doing a marathon someday, you know that? Sounds easy, doesn't it? After a few pints. The next day you're at home sitting on the couch and then someone reminds you of your stupidity.
Do you know you agreed to run the marathon?
Oh, shh. Let's rewind. I wouldn't mind doing a marathon someday, you know that? That's what I said to a good friend of mine who has been there, done that when it comes to marathons on many, many occasions. So he takes out his phone with a grin and he says, really? There's one coming up in Manchester in April. I go, oh really? Oh. This Liverpool mad fan knows how to push my buttons. Yeah, I think you're running straight past Old Trafford. He did it again. Right, that's it. I'll do it. I'll do a marathon. Fast forward to present day. I'm sitting on the couch, sipping on a cup of tea, feeling very, very comfy. And then I get a reminder of that something stupid I said.
Do you know what you've done?
No.
Do you know you agreed to run the marathon?
Yeah, but look, it was just talk after a few pints, you know, it's nothing major. Probably all forgot. Uh-oh, a message comes through.
Well, Peter, the Manchester Marathon registration opens in 2 weeks. I was thinking we'd go for it. Do you want to book us in or will I book us in?
Okay, he's serious. And then the question pops into my head. How does one go from sitting here on the couch, sipping tea and eating, what is it, a Fredo bar, to running an actual marathon? Now, I've never had the desire to run a marathon in my life. The thought of running 4 or 5 hours makes me physically sick. So I look it up. 42.2 kilometres. That's the equivalent of running from Mullingar to Athlone or Edenderry to Mount Mellick or Portlaoise to Kilbeggan. Are you mad? But I think about it a little bit more. And that little voice in my head goes, oh, you're 40 next year. Do it before then. I wish that voice would just shut up. Now, I've never ran more than 5 kilometres in my life. And that was years ago. I was much younger then. Actually, I find running more than 5 kilometres boring. I get bored very quick. But let's think about that journey for a sec. What's involved? Can anybody run a marathon? Or do you have to be, you know, a certain type of person? How do you train? How many weeks would it take? How far do you have to run? Should you do more than just running training? What should you eat? What should you wear? There's loads of questions. But now let's think about the people who run marathons. Why do they do it? All that running just sounds like torture to me. But then I think there must be more to it than just running, you know? There has to be loads of stories from people all across the Midlands about their marathon adventures. As you're driving along in your comfy car and you see people pounding the pavements all across the Midlands, have you ever asked yourself, why are they doing it? What's their story? Don't tell me people like running because of the process of running, do they? There must be something else behind it all. Right, let's do it. Let's do something I've never had any desire to do ever. Let's run a marathon. Training starts now. So over the next number of weeks, I'm going to go through the process of just sitting on the couch, having done no physical exercise for probably a year, to running a marathon. I'm going to be totally honest in my approach as well. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This will be a warts and all process, and I will be reaching out to people all across the Midlands to give us some tips and advice on what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And of course, if you want to come along on this journey, be it as a runner or as a listener, it'll be incredible to have you on board. And I've had a look to see if there were any, you know, podcast series available to bring you through a marathon journey, but I can't find any. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn this into a podcast series as well. And if I'm going to put myself through torture, I might as well do it for a good cause. And having seen firsthand the incredible work done by the children's charity Barristown, we're going to start a fundraiser on their behalf. And throughout this series, I'll tell you how Barristown do such amazing work. And when Rory and Rose from HearMed Acoustic Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore got wind of this, they jumped at the chance to get on board with us. And I'm absolutely delighted. They popped in for a chat. Welcome, Rory. Welcome, Rose.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much for making this possible, because without you, I don't know if we could make it possible, if we could put it out there that we can raise so much money for Barisound. So fair play to you guys. Thanks so much. Why did you want to get involved? Why did you want to torture me when it came to this?
It's just a very, very worthy cause. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of children out there that, you know, need help. And what a great way to contribute.
Yeah, I've seen firsthand the work they do. They are absolutely amazing people. Yeah. Genuinely, they've changed lives and they're absolutely brilliant. So what we're going to do is over the next 19 weeks, it will be tough, it'll be grueling. And that's just listening to me. That's all it is. And it'll be, but it's going to be a great journey. We're really, really looking forward to it. So guys, without you, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you so much. But when it comes to running, you know, you're out on the road, you're running away, you're doing your 5K, you're doing your long runs or whatever. Is there any long-term damage to your hearing?
When you're out on the roads, there wouldn't necessarily be too much long-term damage to the hearing, unless you're running, listening to extremely loud music while you're out on the run.
That's a possibility.
It makes it shorter, I can tell you that.
True.
But what you would notice is a significant hearing loss. It can be a danger to be on the roads, not hearing what's coming up behind you, not hearing if there's a lorry coming up or whatever the case is. And even to other pedestrians, when you're running, if somebody's on bicycle coming up behind you saying, to your left, you might not even know that anybody's coming
to
up.
Awareness isn't there.
That's exactly
true. And safety is so important when you're out in the road.
Yeah.
How would it affect your balance when you're running? Because your hearing affects your balance, doesn't it? So does that have a big role to play when you are out on the road running?
Well, balance is a big thing for most people, do you know what I mean? So if there's hearing loss present and balance is there, you know, you just don't know what can happen.
Something that's very closely related to hearing loss, and it's very dependent on what type of hearing loss is present, but something that's very, very closely linked is vertigo. And vertigo does actually happen in the organ of the ear, in a specific section of the cochlea. And if there's an imbalance in the liquids in that section of the cochlea, then you will start to have balance issues. You will start to have vertigo. And that can be dangerous at the best of times. Never mind if you're out on a run.
Yeah.
It can be dangerous if you're at home. I've had patients slip and fall and do serious damage from just because of that imbalance of the liquids. And that can be as a result of, conductive hearing loss. That can be as a result of many things. So if you are having any balance issues like that, best to get it checked out as soon as possible.
Some of the symptoms will be, you know, you're dizzy, your nausea, possible ringing, you know, like there's positional vertigo, something as simple as, you know, bending down, lowering your head, you know, that can put the balance issues into motion, so.
And would it be similar to like low blood pressure or something like that, you know, when you stand up really quickly?
It can be, but
while low blood pressure can be easily brought on from kind of bending down and standing up, vertigo can come out of the blue. It can come from nowhere.
Okay, right.
So you could just be standing and get about to vertigo.
Yeah.
And everything starts to spin, where low blood pressure can cause dizziness in a case of more kind of a starry feeling. Vertigo is the feeling that the room is kind of moving in around you. It's everything moving around.
And when you are out and about, it's some of your long runs can last up to an hour, 2 hours training. It'd be a long time. How long should you realistically wear headphones for? You know, you're out there, you're trying to listen to the music, you're trying to listen to a bit of radio or something like that. How long should you listen to headphones for?
That's dependent on what volume you're wearing the headphones and what volume you've got them at. Most of the phones now, they have little warnings. If you go past here, you're going to start doing damage to the hearing.
Yeah.
Never transcend those warnings. Always stick within those guidelines, because it's a very well-known misconception that very loud sound, it's only very loud sound that does damage to the hearing. But even something 60 or 70 decibels, which some human voices are between 60 and 70 decibels, even something with that volume over a long period of time can cause issues. I've had people who were in call centers, and they've just got the phone to their head. They're not overly loud, but they've got a hearing loss in that ear just because they're wearing it all day.
Over
and
time.
Putting themselves through that sound the entire
it's basically
day.
It's long periods of time to that level of exposure of noise. Do you know what I mean? That's where the real issue is.
Definitely. I've had patients who have been on bomb ranges and have had significant hearing losses, and patients who are hairdressers who are always using the dryer.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. You've got a lot of ambient
something
sound.
Something as simple
yeah.
as that you would never think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So when we're out and about in the roads, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, have a listen out for traffic.
Yeah.
Have a listen out for all sorts of vehicles. And
just be aware of
keep
your
the
surroundings.
Volume.
That's
yeah.
it. And keep the levels of the music down.
Yeah.
So that you're still aware.
Guys, Rory Rose from HearMed in Tullamore. Guys, thank you so much. Thanks for coming in and having
a
chat.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. I will need all the luck I can get. Trust me.
We'll be spurring you on from our couches.
Thank you very much. So next week, myself and my good friend Christopher Cribben will be getting a marathon training schedule, and we're going to be taking our first steps towards running 42.2 kilometres. I really could have picked a better time to start this, because Christmas is just around the corner and my ability to eat my weight in celebrations on a daily basis could make it a rough start. So I'll tell you what, follow our journey on Breakfast and Midlands Today every Wednesday, and we'll update you on our progress, on our ups and downs, and also check out the podcast on midlands103.com or wherever you get your podcasts, and on our socials as well, where you can get active with Midlands 103, powered by HearMed Tullamore. And don't forget to check out our website, where you can find the iDonate page, where all proceeds from this will go straight to the children's charity Barrettstown. You can check that out on midlands103.com or find it on our social media pages right now. Right, wish me luck, because I'm going to need all the help I can get.
With Midlands 103, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Hear when you need us. HearMed.ie.